Hi, this is Sakari Singh.
And this is Rita Cannon.
And we got cut off when we were talking about Constantine because we just got so caught up in it.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of stuff that happens.
And this is now the third pot. We recorded a thing about Constantine and we lost it. The phone crashed.
Yeah.
So this is now the third piece of podcasting we've done about it. So I don't remember what we've talked about and what we haven't.
Yeah, but the first one, you know, we can let that go because it wasn't as good, yeah. I don't think. But anyway, I touched a little bit on the homoerotic scene in Constantine. That's one of the things that sold me on this movie.
Yeah, and it's interesting because Gavin Rossdale is the guy who shares the scene with Keanu Reeves,
mm-hmm.
and he's Gwen Stefani's husband and a musician. And I'm not a big fan of his music, and I'm not a big fan of his face. I have not previously thought of him as attractive at mm-hmm. all. But he's really attractive in this movie.
But when he's trying to get all up on Keanu Reeves, you know.
Yeah, and when you, like, slick back his hair and put him in a cool three-piece suit and make him a demon or whatever he is.
And when he sucks his fingers and looks at Keanu Reeves and goes, finger looking good.
I don't even know what were they talking about?
They were talking about how, like, he was going to be sent to hell and, like, he's like, I can't wait till you come to hell because we're demons and we hate you, but we're going to rape you. Like, that kind of thing.
I didn't even get that it was, like, an explicitly sexual thing.
I thought it was pretty, like, clear.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. Because you were going, like, oh, look at this. And I was like, what? And then I just heard that line at the end, and I was like, awesome.
I think you missed out because we were talking about something. I'm like, wait, this scene's amazing.
Yeah. But, because, you know, we were saying earlier that we're not dislikers of Keanu Reeves. Because I think that he's very attractive, obviously. And I think he can be good in things. He's good in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
He's apparently good in The Gift, but I've never seen it.
I've never seen that.
But I've heard that he's very scary. He plays a villain.
I liked him in The Matrix.
I don't like The Matrix.
Whatever. You're a square.
I know.
But I can't even think of other things I've seen him in.
He's really bad in Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh.
But whatever.
Well, go ahead and continue to not see that movie.
Yeah. It's cool. You should check it out. Yeah, so other stuff in Constantine.
I like the scene where that guy drinks himself to death.
Yes.
We took a look at some IMDb trivia, and apparently he was supposed to eat himself to death, but get thinner at the same time.
Have you read The Phantom Tollbooth?
No.
Never mind, then. There's a whole thing in that book. It's a cool book. You should read it. It's a kid's book. About the stuff called subtraction soup that makes you hungry when you eat it, and it would kind of be like that, except much scarier.
Except, like, you explode with food at the end.
Yeah.
So,
but it said that he made it. No, the thing on IMDb said the food made him thinner.
Yeah, but, like, in reality, he would actually be getting fatter and eating himself to death. So, like he did with the alcohol. He didn't think he was drinking anything, but in reality, he drank himself to death in, like, a minute.
Oh, I didn't really get that
That's
either.
That's what was happening. That's why it was so cool.
I just thought he, like, slipped on the glass or something.
No.
The nuances. So Sakari understands the nuances of Constantine because she's seen it so many times.
I've seen it once. You know, you need to study Constantine to really understand what the hell is going
on. It's very layered.
It's very layered.
People could, major in Constantine. Write a thesis about it.
Oh my god. What's another good scene in Constantine?
I really like the scene with Satan at the end.
Oh my god.
It's a really cool and different portrayal of Satan because normally... Yeah. He, you know, he still wears a suit and everything, but normally when you get Satan in a suit at the end of the movie, he's like a very slick, cool guy.
Yeah, like in Reaper, or like you get the sexy Satan and like in Dazzled.
Yeah, or you get a sexy lady in a red bikini with horns.
You know, it's people don't dare to go like gross with Satan, because like how do you live up with to the hype of, you know, Satan?
Yeah, Satan in this movie is just deeply unpleasant.
It's really great.
He's
creepy. I love seeing him on screen, though.
Yeah, and he's played by Peter Stormare, or Stormari. I don't know how to pronounce his name, unfortunately. Mm. He's been in a lot of stuff. Character actor guy.
And I guess originally he auditioned for Balthazar, and then he would have that homoerotic
scene. Yeah, Balthazar is
which would
Gavin
be,
character.
And he already plays the Satan thing with, like, a sexual edge to it, like, licking, you know, Keanu Reeves' face and all that.
Ugh.
So that was, you know, it was entertaining, but it was gross.
Yeah.
And another thing I liked is the bathtub scene where he drowns Rachel Weisz's character in the bathtub so she can see hell.
But she doesn't die.
No, she doesn't die.
He, like, half drowns her.
Yeah, and then the bathtub explodes for some reason.
Yeah, why did that happen?
I don't know. Because hell was, like, intense in the bathtub.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the other thing we were talking before... Oh, we're out of time almost.
Yep, so we're gonna wrap this up. So I hope you got a really good idea of Constantine, and I hope you
check it
out.
Watching it will only make it slightly clearer to you.
Yeah, but it'll be a trip.
Yes.
It'll be fun. So go check it out. Thanks for listening.